the Gulf oil spill, and a manufacturing boom. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. When the BP oil spill started polluting the Gulf 3 months ago, a lot of unemployed workers in Michigan might not have guessed it would affect their daily lives all that much. But BP reached out to some Michigan companies to build oil boom for containment and cleanup efforts down in the Gulf. Nikki Motson has more.
Marysville, Michigan and St. Clair County was once part of the thriving manufacturing belt. Now the region is scattered with empty factories that once supplied the auto industry. The operations that are still running have found ways to innovate and be flexible to changing trends. Fagerdala USA is among them. Fagerdala received good news last year when Wham-O Toys moved their manufacturing of kids' products from China back to the U.S. The Marysville plant was chosen to take over production of items like the pool noodles kids play with in summer, but they still struggled. In Grand Rapids, Prestige Products had a modest staff of 5 employees, making vinyl awnings for businesses and homes. But in the depressed economy, business was down. Then, oil started gushing into the Gulf of Mexico from the BP oil spill. BP was looking for people who could make enormous amounts of oil containment boom. And that meant Prestige and Fagerdala would hire as many people as their factories could hold. The word spread fast, and many unemployed workers in Michigan responded. Each company hired about 10 times more workers than their usual staff within days. They moved quickly to transform themselves into major oil boom producers. Charlie Cronenworth is plant manager at Fagerdala USA.
You know, as unfortunate as it is, there's also a bunch of people that are now working to help clean the thing up. And we all feel for them, no differently than I'm sure they felt for us when the automotive industry went upside down.
Josh Gearman was among the new hires. He has 2 kids with another on the way. He had been looking for work since last winter.
I was collecting unemployment. I really don't have any free time. Oh, usually by the time I get home, I'm pretty wore out. I don't do much other than hang out with the kids.
But Gearman says he didn't mind working 56 hours a week and doing work that might help the situation in the Gulf states. Brian Rickle was the guy who first received the call from BP. He works in emergency response and leak repair. Rickle says he brought the multi-million dollar contract to Michigan because the manufacturing workforce is so strong.
It's hard to believe, but you can go other places in the country and you can't find the labor force. And the labor force here has been phenomenal. And they all want to work. They really want to work.
As the news of the BP oil spill worsened, production ramped up at both companies and boom was being pumped out 24/7. Then the wellhead of BP's Deepwater Horizon rig was finally capped. Brian Rickle had been watching the massive cleanup efforts in the Gulf, and he was sure the demand for boom would continue. But the contract with BP was up in the air. Last week, a second oil spill happened even closer to home. An oil pipeline from Enbridge Energy burst and released an estimated 1 million gallons of crude oil into the Kalamazoo River. Some people thought the new spill might be an opportunity to keep these Michigan companies hard at work. But Enbridge and the EPA reached out to a list of predetermined contractors for the boom needed to contain the spill. Then the Michigan companies got more bad news. BP did not renew its contract. Today, most of the new hires are once again among Michigan's abundant unemployed. But Fagerdala and Prestige now have all the equipment they need and a list of hardworking people they can contact if they have the opportunity to build boom again. For the Environment Report, I'm Nikki Motson.
You can find more stories on the Kalamazoo River oil spill and the spill in the Gulf at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.